You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
All right, I got mine fixed. I got my Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you, 7:06. I got my bracket fixed.
Okay, good.
I did that. You want to pull the curtain back a little bit?
Yeah.
What was I doing while those fine sponsors were doing their commercials? I was filling out my brackets at 933theplanetrocks.com. This is for the second time now.
Yeah.
Because the first time I was going by the ladies' brackets.
Mm-hmm.
For the ladies NCAA.
So who do you have winning now?
Is that fair? Should I say?
I mean, if you want to. Fatboy did, and I did too.
Mm-hmm. I picked North Carolina to win the whole thing.
Oh, you picked NERF.
Yeah. I had North Carolina beating Michigan State, but I won't tell you by what score.
3-0.
Why do I care? I mean, I should help everybody win.
You should.
Because I can't win.
3-2.
Like, I mean, did you really, well, of course Fatboy did. Fatboy really put effort in. I mean, I know you did.
Yeah.
You love brackets and you know, sports and stuff.
Love it.
Paige, you did yours.
Yeah.
You want to announce who
I'm trying to get back into mine, and I think I picked Duke. I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
That's a brave pick, Paige.
No, it's
That's
not.
It's like my North Carolina pick.
It's very weird.
Yeah, picking Zion to win.
I know.
Woo.
What's your, real quick, do you have any major upsets that you picked? Because I chose one, what I consider to be a major upset.
Mm.
I got Murray State going pretty far. I'm not going to tell you how far.
I got Wofford beating Kentucky in the second round. That'd be
Wofford?
A pretty big upset. That's a pretty big upset.
Dude, same here, but then Houston takes him.
Yeah,
Houston here. Will take them in the next round, and then North Carolina takes out Houston.
Yeah, and then North Carolina meets Virginia in mine.
Look!
Yeah!
Same one!
Yeah.
Virginia went out first round last year.
Yeah, they won't.
That was last year. Those are the old Cavaliers. We're talking about the new Cavaliers.
Baltimore County beat them.
You can go and do your brackets at 933theplanetrocks.com, and each round there will be various prizes from some of our wonderful sponsors, including what... This is the thing that really, if I'm being honest, really pisses me off. I can't win.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big VIP happy hour party you can have at Dave & Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
With 20 of your friends.
Yes.
I'd need some help filling that out. I don't have that many friends.
What's Tennessee's going to win the whole thing or something?
I don't have that many friends. Say again?
Tennessee's going to win the whole thing or something.
You think so?
Nah, not that.
Well, go do yours and win some great prizes at 933theplanetrocks.com. Look for the big basketball there, and click on it and fill yours out.
Get in on the picking with us.
And this is for the men, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting for us to do the women's brackets next to your page.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do this. It's time for a brand new Truth and Consequences. We have a young lady who's been on hold that is she's scared for her romantic life. She's scared that it could be coming to an end. She thinks he's cheating. I know.
That's a sad situation.
Well, it is. So let's bring her on and say hello to her. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you done your brackets yet?
I have not, but I think now I know who to put on them.
Well, I gave you an inside look there.
Yes.
Of course you're not worried about brackets right now because you're worried about your love life and your living situation and all that. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's going on.
Yes. Well, my boyfriend, Derek, and I have been together for a little over a year and a half, and lately he's just been different. Like, he's just changed completely. He used to do all these incredibly sweet things, and he just doesn't do them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Our sex life just is basically non-existent. He's just, all he wants to do is hang out with his friends.
Oh,
or so he says.
Like, when you say you rarely have sex anymore, I'm sure you know you're accustomed to my line of questioning on this show. Like, how often are we talking about here? Like, I don't want to be
now
too...
or before.
Well, like, what was the average when everything was cool, and then now? Like, what were we looking
at? I would say probably average 3 times a day. Like, we couldn't keep our hands off each other.
Damn. Golly.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You can
hold down a job.
Yeah.
So, and then now, what is it?
Now it's, maybe twice a week.
That's still, I see where you're coming from with that. Now, here's the thing is, when you say he's just changed, how so? Is he picking up new hobbies? Is he starting to work out more and care about his body or anything like that?
He's just never home anymore. Like, we used to spend all of our time together. I moved down here to be with him, and now I'm just, like, I'm alone. I sit at home alone all the time. He says he's out with his friends, and, you know, like, I've met his friends. They're not that interesting.
Yeah. All right, so the sex life has slowed down. I mean, you got to realize, though, 3 times a day was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, like, that must have been after every meal, it sounds like.
Oh, goodness.
And then now just a couple times a week. I mean, there's some people that are happily in relationships right now that twice a week would be an upgrade for them.
Yeah, and they're happy.
Yeah.
They're happy. Yeah, I mean, you know.
But you're saying the only time he's really showing any interest in you is for that.
3-4 times a week.
And that's if he's even home. That's the thing. He just doesn't even come home anymore. It's like he doesn't even want to be in the same room as me, I feel like. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I feel like I should go through his phone or something because he's never engaged with me. It's like there's got to be somebody else.
Why didn't you look at his phone? Are you afraid of what you're going to see?
I honestly was afraid he'd catch me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Otherwise, you would have.
Probably, yeah.
Well, sometimes that would be the worst thing. You'd rather almost just find out than to, like, go look for it and then find out everything. You know what I mean? Like you find out everything he's been Googling and all the saved pictures and everything.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. If he's not coming home, my first bet is that he's... at a motel just to sleep and watch television.
He just wants some. He wants to come up for air a little bit. He just wants some end time. I mean, are you, Paige? I'll ask Paige to ask you this because this is not the gentleman thing to do. Paige, ask her if she's sexually charged. Like she's always got to have it. Ask her that as a woman.
Are you sexually charged? Are you always in the mood? Do you want it every day?
I mean. We're pretty hot together, so, you know, it's like I said, it's hard to keep our hands off each other.
Yeah. Thank you, Paige.
I guess you could say that.
But don't you, like, isn't that, this is the sad reality of it, but relationships, they're hot and heavy in the beginning, and then you get used to each other, and it's not that you're not that in love anymore, but the sad part is we look at it and say, well, we've got them now. Now, you know, maybe I don't have to try as hard. And maybe she doesn't put on the makeup as much anymore or go to over her friend's house to get her hair done before the big date. We all just kind of slow it down a little bit. Doesn't mean you've fallen out of love, though. Now, if he's only coming home to hang out with you so, you know, to get downtime and he's not hanging out as a man of the house or your boyfriend, then, yeah, you got problems. You got problems.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk about hard times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3 times a day.
Yeah. I mean, you got to realize a lot of people are texting in right now saying 3 times a day is really, really, really out there. Every once in a while, maybe, but every day, that's 21 times a week. Yeah. That's 80 times a month.
Yeah.
I'm quick with the math.
How many times a year, Matt?
Whew.
A lot.
Over 1,000.
Yeah. I imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, 960.
Yeah.
I just did the math with a calculator.
Yeah. So you don't have to get in. I know we've asked you a zillion things already, real, inquisitive questions. But when you say you moved down here, you don't have to say where you moved from or whatever. But did you, like, you met him online and then moved down here to be with him, and now you're all alone.
That's pretty much exactly what happened. Yeah.
So no friends to say, hey, let's go follow this SOB and see where he's going. Hire a private dick.
I thought about hiring someone, but I can't afford it. You know, my job, I've been working here for a few months and, you know, don't quite have the assets to do that.
Yeah, I got you. So we can revert to our old ways and do a nice free romantic dinner for two. And with the caveat that we have to know who he's going to bring, and then hopefully we get your name out of him. If not, you know, let's go hit the fan. It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
You'll watch your mouth? You won't say any cuss words for us?
I promise I will watch my mouth.
All right. I need to keep this job at least for one more month.
Mm-hmm.
At least one more month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Hold on for us, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. She can't hear us, right?
Are you good, man?
She's an info. I mean, dude, if he's... Look, this is the thing about it. If he's coming home from work and that's the first thing... I realize it. That's fun. But every day...
Every day, as soon as you walk in the door from work, that gets to be... Sometimes, like, oh, God, not right now.
That's why he's not coming home.
Sometimes I just want to take my shoes off and sit down for a minute.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
Especially if you got a real job, not like us, where we just sat all day.
Yeah.
He's out probably working hard. Putting on roofs and stuff.
Sometimes when you know, you get home and first thing, that's okay, great. That'd be great.
Right.
But yeah. And yeah, three times a day every day is like, look, that gets old to most people after a while.
Absolutely.
Now, sometimes three times a day?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, like, yeah.
Every single day.
Especially on the weekends.
I mean, that's gets to be kind of burdensome, I think. And that's all there is to the relationship.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
And make it special.
You could be dry heaving at some point.
I know. You get cotton mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, I'm tired thinking about that.
You need one of them oxygen backpacks.
Yeah. I'm 34. That wears me out.
The thought of it.
Get a B12 shot.
And then especially like the third time is going to go real long.
Oh, it is.
It's the third time is going to go forever.
Yeah.
Oh. We're going in extra innings, Paige. All right. We're going to take a break. I'll talk to her off the air. We'll come up with some kind of I'll find out what kind of food he likes so he won't say no to this free romantic dinner.
Three times a day, there can't be an appropriate amount of foreplay happening.
If any.
Yeah.
Maybe for the first one, but not the second one. And the third one is a marathon.
Yeah.
It really is.
The third one's just like, oh, let's get this done.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably faking it on the third one.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah,
he
has to. Okay, I'm done.
All right, we're going to take a break. Truth and Consequences. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. How about that? Right on time. Let's stay that way. We're in the middle of a Truth and Consequences. We have a young lady who believes her boyfriend of over a year and a half is cheating. The main thing is he's never home. After work, he's always hanging out with his friends. But the key point to remember here is that prior to him changing, as she said, they were having sex three times a day.
That's a lot of sex.
That really blows away the national average. It really does. Now she says it's only twice a week. And I asked her, I said, maybe you're just, sexually charged. Well, Paige asked her.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Paige to ask her that. Maybe you're too sexually charged. She's like, no, that's just the way we both were. Can't
I'm
keep
impressed.
Our hands off you. No kidding.
I couldn't do that.
Her core. I mean, both of them,
yeah.
If they were going that. They
abs.
Have to be very fit people.
Good abs. Good abdominals.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of times it starts out and slows down a little bit. It's just kind of a natural thing.
With everything.
Yeah.
And then you get re-amped up again.
Yeah.
You know? Like with church. You get baptized. And then you... They used to call it backsliding.
Mm-hmm.
I was a backslider.
Yeah.
And then I...
Backslider blues.
Then you rededicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when people have their... like we did at numerous nuptials. They...
renew the vows?
Renew their wedding vows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's not happy. She feels as though he's cheating on her because it just doesn't make sense. He's just changed. So we're going to go to our old ways and offer him the free romantic meal for two and find out who he wants to take with him. But let's bring her back first. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So Intercom Legal makes me ask everybody this. Are you sure that you want to do this and you gave us the phone number and we're not twisting your arms or offering you concert tickets to do this?
Yes, I am 100% sure.
Paige, you verify that?
I verify.
Jimmy, do you second it with
sure.
a bell?
Yeah.
Any like signs? All right. It goes through. All right. Fatboy's going to dial the number. You let me work my magic here, and we're going to find out who this floozy is, if there is a floozy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Floozy, Jezebel, you know.
Harlot.
Harlot, a thought.
Bathsheba.
Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, no.
No.
Homeboy didn't pay his bill?
Well, we have trouble dialing.
Well, Fatboy has sausage fingers.
He does. It's like trying to dial with bratwurst.
It looks like he's got five Doppelbock beer brats on his hand.
Yes, it does.
It really does. You put a bun on that thing and some mustard, and I might just eat it.
There's some sauerkraut in his palm.
Save the thumb for me, Fatboy. Poor thing. Oh, here we go.
Fieners in his britches.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Derek, please?
This is Derek.
Derek, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I have a great offer for you, sir. This is your lucky day.
Okay.
All right. This is why it's your lucky day. Do you know why it's your... Do you have any idea why I'm calling you right now?
I have no idea. Who is this?
Well, my name is John Holmes, and I'm calling you from John Holmes Sausage Factory. We have some of the best dogs you'll ever have in your life. And what I need to know... I'm sorry? I'm sorry. Are you there, sir?
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to, go ahead and stop you right here with the sales pitch. Hey Matt, man, I appreciate it, but I realize I'm on the radio right now. That's a good try with the sausage factory.
I sat here and wrote this whole John Holmes sausage factory thing about the, you didn't even let me get to my catchphrase for this whole thing.
Inventive.
All right. Well, how did you know? Wow. Do you recognize my voice? It's world known.
Yeah. You know, I gotta admit, I recognize this your voice, and you know, I was actually listening to some of the segment.
Oh, so you know why we're calling?
Yeah, and first of all, I gotta apologize to you guys for the childish behavior of my girlfriend. I mean, she knows I listen to this show, so
Tracy.
First of all, hey, baby,
you're supposed to be at work.
Yeah, I'm at work right now. You ever heard of earbuds? I can multitask. That's why I got
this
job.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, about the dog plays football. So, or basketball, I mean.
Okay. Well, Tracy, first of all, if you know he listens to the show, why would you... That was one of the first questions Fatboy says is, does he listen to the show? Is he aware of the show? And you said no. And now he listens to the show.
He's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he should have been at work. He shouldn't have been listening.
Okay, so that's beside the point. So
he was.
Derek,
he is.
Derek, you're familiar with everything she said, like the part about you're never coming at home. You heard all that, right? You never come at home, from work anymore. You're always.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Well, I heard pieces of it because, first of all, I was trying to call her. Like I know this voice anyway. Listen, guys, I've heard this voice multiple times a day, like for no reason. I know this, like, this annoying. I know your voice anywhere, because like first of all,
you've
been taking fights for me.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I know you guys kind of too, but like, no, I know my girlfriend's voice.
Okay.
Because like, she goes in on me for no reason, day after day, after day.
So why? So you, when you heard her during the first part of the call, why didn't you just, did you try to call her or text her and say, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I tried to call her. And I went straight to voicemail. And then I was like, okay, something must be up.
Tracy?
Her phone's locked up.
Tracy, were you aware he was trying to call you?
Yeah, but I figured it was something else.
Yeah, you just figured, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Send me straight to voicemail. But you know what? That happened to her the other day because I was in the middle of work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then as soon as I get home, she starts going in on me for no reason at all. I'm like, what's going on?
But what about the thing about, like, she says, you know, this sex life frequency has really slowed down.
Okay. You know what? Like, I'm going to nip this in the bud right now, okay? Like, first of all, she is full of crap. Like, yeah. Our sex life is fine. You know, maybe it might have dialed back a little bit, you know.
But was it really 3 times a day? Or is that...
Okay, listen, guys, like maybe when we first started dating, yeah, that was
okay.
That was our thing, you know? but like, you know, life comes at you. Like I have a new job now, you know what I mean? So like I'm working all the time and like yeah, and I'll go hang out with my buddies or whatever like that, but it's only so I can get out of the house for a little bit. Because lately you've been starting fights with me for no reason at all.
Tracy, you're being awful quiet now. You don't know what he's talking about.
You don't
know
what I'm talking about? You don't? Okay. Oh, okay. You want to play games now. Okay. Guys.
Yes?
I caught Tracy. Nice. I caught her 2 months ago with a fake account.
What fake account?
A fake Facebook account. She's literally trying to flirt with me with using some other girl's avatar, some other girl's face.
Yeah.
Trying to flirt with me, trying to get me to flirt back in order to start a fight. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
Is that? I mean, Tracy, you talked about. You said you wanted to get a you know, private detective or whatever. But you couldn't afford it. Was that what you were trying to do?
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to see what he was up to.
Oh yeah, you were just trying to make something out of nothing, out of thin air. Yeah, that's what was happening. I realized that I caught her. And then everything kind of like went, you know, back to normal a little bit. But like, this is a constant problem. This is your constant problem. You're never happy. You're always complaining about something, about how like you don't want to be here. Instead of like, you know, making a positive out of everything and like making it work. And then you just start fights with me for no reason. I'm like, what's up?
Fine. You know what? I'm done. I'm done with it completely.
You're done? You're done with what? Yeah.
I'm done with you. I'm ready to move on. I'm tired of your lies.
You didn't catch him cheating or anything. Well, first of all, he recognized my handsome voice, mm-hmm. and that tipped him off. But he also listened to the show, so you didn't catch him doing anything. Why are you ending it?
I'm sick of it. I'm over it, and...
Over what?
When you get home today.
But what are the lies?
You didn't find anything.
What did?
Well, it's fine. It doesn't matter. I've already started to pack anyway, so we're done.
You started to pack? What? Where are you going?
You've already started to pack before you even made the call here? Just to, like, I guess, in case he was, or what?
I'm so tired of him. I'm done with it. I've met someone, and I'm out.
There we go.
Golly bombers, dude. Were you kidding me?
What? What? You met someone. Where you moving to? Who is what?
Sorry.
You got to be kidding me.
So you met somebody else, and then...
You have got to be kidding me. Is this real right now?
As far as I know, it is. You found somebody else, and now you're moving.
Yes,
you got to stop playing with me.
So you just didn't want
to
break
it with
him.
Where are you moving to? Back home? You don't know anybody here.
Well, you know,
I'm
somebody.
Moving in with him.
You met someone?
Oh no!
God bless
met
America.
Met someone.
All right, maybe she met someone when she was making fake accounts and flirting with everybody, and then maybe. That's how it worked out.
She catfished herself into a new situation.
Or she's met somebody a long time ago. Calm down, Jim.
Let me get this straight. God, I'm at work right now. Let me get this straight. You call this radio station trying to make something out of thin air like you've been doing for the past, I don't know, 5 months? The whole time you've been seeing somebody else? Is this what you're telling me right now?
I'm telling you that when you get home tonight, I won't be there.
Why wouldn't you just break it? If you found somebody, let's just be in pretend world here. You found somebody else. Why didn't you just say to him, look, we're done. Why would you try to, like, you just didn't want him to break up with you? You wanted, or you wanted him to do the breakup, so you wouldn't feel guilty.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
why would you do that though? You're an adult. Why wouldn't you just say to him, "Hey,
that's not
like
that's
what
not
are you trying to
move.
Get out of this?"
That's childish.
Because I paid the security deposit on the house that we rent, and if he breaks up with me, he's got to pay it back. But now I'm stuck with it, so fine.
Oh,
you did
wow.
this for a security deposit?
You did all this. You lied. You've lied and made things up out of nowhere about me. You wasted these guys' show. First of all, I apologize again.
This is
you.
No waste. I'm enjoying
you know
the hell
no,
out of it.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for
you
this.
You shouldn't be
this
sorry.
Is your fault. But you cheated on me, and you lied again, over and over again. Over $1,100?
Well, that's a lot. That's a big security deposit, ain't it? But regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
see?
Crap.
I get it.
She's just trying to be all hard now. All right. Well,
wow.
Man, Derek, sorry that this is, I was not expecting that at all. I was not expecting that at all. All right, Derek. I don't know what, thanks for listening to the show. And I guess,
listen, I hope you, I really do hope you are packed up because I don't want to step foot in that house and see you again. You better hope you got all your stuff because anything left is getting burnt on the front lawn.
Golly.
Pete.
Oh, he just pissed
okay.
it.
Wow.
Yeah, he hung up.
Why didn't you just say that?
Just.
Are you intoxicated now?
Like,
did you just did take a shot before you came on the air? A shot.
No.
Not a. I said a shot.
Need to.
Yeah. Why? Okay. All right. I mean, what else are we gonna say? You wanted to break up with him on the radio, didn't you?
Yeah, and what do I have to do to win Black Keys tickets?
Oh my gosh, are you crazy, lady?
All right, adios. What
Hang
a
on.
Waste!
I'll
what
take your information.
What? No, she don't get Black
no,
Keys tickets.
She doesn't deserve them.
I'll give you mine.
Jimmy just ran out of here. He was so upset by this.
Yeah, he was.
And he also was sneezing real hard.
That guy's got to work the rest of the day.
Do you really believe that she had sex three times a day after all this?
He confirmed it. I mean, right. But he said it was when they were all hot and heavy and stuff. You know, at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. When you're in love, the honeymoon type.
Well,
stuff.
Not
yeah.
it's not that, but like, yeah, man, you know, you.
Yeah, yeah.
You get older, you get tired, you know. And on the weekends is fine, but during the work week, I mean, my Lord, you only got what 3 or 4 hours FaceTime together.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jimmy.
Well.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
I was telling
me
everybody
up,
you were so upset by that you ran out of here with a handful of Kleenexes.
I did.
Tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wow, that was.
No, you didn't hear the best part.
What
so
happened?
So at the end,
what
he hangs
outside?
Up and was you know saying I don't know what you heard it to tell him, but he said you did all this over $1,100, blah blah blah. She starts to laugh all weird, and then says, "What does she have to do to win Black Keys tickets?"
Oh wow.
Yeah.
She wants some tickets. She ain't moving too far away then.
She gotta move too far away. Damn, that was messed up.
Yeah,
that was really messed up.
What a
look at the women saying if Derek's available. Look at y'all women.
Oh,
we used
yeah.
to say that about men that were all into it.
Uh-huh.
Derek sounds like such a sweet guy. Let us know if he comes on the market. Who is us? Is that a swinger couple?
I don't know.
Who is
they
us?
All want him collectively.
Good sure. Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. The I think I'm allergic to her right now.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm allergic to that lady. Yeah.
A blue pepper in your face when you went looking.
I bet she loves a Little Mermaid.
Yeah. All right. Why do you say that?
It's a good way to tell if a woman's crazy or not.
Is she like... You were wearing a Little Mermaid shirt the other day.
Yeah. It's how you gauge.
Oh, no. He's going to get upset again. Pink elephants. Pink elephant. Pink elephant.
Quit upsetting him.
It's not going to work this time. All right.
Working.
We're going to get to your calls, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. If you're really into Little Mermaid and you're a girl, you're crazy, according to our very own Nine.
Potentially.
And now, you can't
oh,
go.
Gosh.
You can't backtrack on that.
Now, there's exceptions to every rule, but that's a good way to tell.
All right. Your calls, 1-800-774-0093. Rise, guys, right after this.
Rock. At work, a 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, the morning to you is 7:50, doing your calls, talking about truth and consequences. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Doom Call. Or is that what you're describing it as, Fat Boy? P1 Doom Call, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, sir?
Love the show, guys. Listen to it every morning on the way home from work.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for listening and working, both of those things. Now, it says here on a note Fat Boy passed me that you've been in a similar situation.
Yeah. It wasn't exactly the same, but I moved in with this girl, and it was, you know, sex was great and all that stuff, and then she started getting all crazy like his girlfriend did.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to let him know that he really dodged the bullet on that, because it can get really messy if you've been with him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying it's good that he realized that, and you're like, you pass on the baton to the next guy who's going to inherit the craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. She's the other guy's problem now, so don't sweat it, man.
Smart move. Thank you, Doom Call. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too.
See you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Like the energy.
Yes.
Can I just say to Jimmy about the Little Mermaid comment?
Sure.
Not all.
Are you going to stand up for women right now,
I'm
Paige?
I'm going to stand up for women that love Disney and Little Mermaid. And I'm not a Little Mermaid fan, but I happen to like Cinderella.
Yeah, but I'll say.
I didn't say nothing about Cinderella.
Yeah, but I think if you're a woman and you're over the top into Disney, you are nuts.
Well, yeah.
I'll take that to all Disney. Like, if you've got more than 5 Mickey Mouse shirts, and if 30% of your Christmas tree ornaments are Disney, you might be a nut job.
And if you're obsessed in particular with the Little Mermaid, my life experience tells me there's a pretty good chance.
There's a problem there.
Pretty good chance.
Paige wants to be rescued and taken to a ball.
And whenever I say this in the presence of other people, there are always multiple people who agree with me because they've noticed the exact same thing.
Mm.
All right. Well, do you think I'm nuts because I have a Waterford Cinderella glass slipper?
I didn't say nothing about Cinderella.
Yes, no, I do.
You do?
Yeah. What are you waiting on? Go back to your stepsisters. They miss you.
I know, right?
Let's go to Heidi. Oh, the legend.
Yeah.
In Hendo.
Go to Heidi.
On line 3. Hey, Heidi.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
you.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Doing great. Busy being the store manager.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Uh-huh. I just want to say that this was totally planned. She had this completely planned out. This was her way of getting out of a relationship. And he's really lucky. She's doing him a great service in the long run. He might not think about it now, but later on down the line, yeah, because she's psycho.
She is nuts. I mean, literally, she orchestrated the whole thing to get her security deposit back. Like, yeah. Literally
absolutely.
All that.
Like, yeah. You can put a monetary thing on a relationship. Jeez. Oh, God, I feel sorry for the next guy she's going to roll into.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Absolutely.
Heidi, spread the word for us to all your customers for us, would you?
I will, up in Hooterville.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Paige has a vacation home there, I
do.
Understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the mayor.
It's a small world. You're the mayor of Hooterville. All right.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll take a break right there. That's Truth and Consequences. If you got something you want to confront somebody about or you want to admit to or whatever it may be, go to 933theplanetrocks.com, click on the Rise Guys tab, and you'll find out how to do it there. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, how would you like to do something with Bear Grylls on a Netflix series? I'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, sorry, Fat Boy, not xhamster.com.
Oh, come on.
All right, we'll get into what
the best one.
Bear Grylls is up to. You still have his knife? Did you give it back yet?
That's in the office.
Yeah, it's on his desk.
We still have his knife. All right, more Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody. Holla.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
They're funny and they play kick-ass tunes.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.